There are plans to build a new center here at MSU that, if realized, proponents say could have a substantial economic impact on the state of Michigan, including the creation of potentially thousands of new jobs. Current state producer Joe Lindstroth is here to tell us more.
That's right, Emmanuel. According to Chris Peterson, an agricultural economist and the head of MSU's Product Center, there are more than 600 mid-sized food processors in the state of Michigan. That's a significant number. And many of these companies' facilities are maxed out, meaning that if they want to create a new product, they don't have the capacity to test that product or the new manufacturing and packaging techniques to see if they're economically viable. So to address this, the MSU Product Center is looking to create a new food processing and innovation center, which will be equipped with all the machinery, the industrial freezers, the packing equipment, et cetera, for these companies to come in and test their new products. It will be unlike any other. In the nation, says Peterson. Now, they're still raising the funding for the estimated $5.5 million project, and it's expected to consist of a mix of federal and state dollars, along with a commitment from MSU and five industry partners. And the facility will be located out on Hewlett Road near Hagedorn and Jolly. When I spoke with Chris Peterson, who's leading this effort to build the new Food Processing Innovation Center, he says that the capability of food processing companies to develop new products varies with the size of the company.
If you're a Kellogg or you're a Gerber, you in fact have your own pilot and scale-up facilities. And so you're doing a lot of research and development on a lot of different products all the time. So you have your own facilities. But for most more medium-sized firms, particularly firms that fall into the category of about $5 to $20 million of sales, about 10 to 50 employees, very often, their current production facilities are completely filled with their current set of products that they're running. And so either they have to take a line out of operation, and which can be very costly in order to do any kind of experimentation, or perhaps they can go to a larger processor and ask for the ability to use some off-peak times for that processor. But again, that's a very scarce resource. Or you literally do all of the planning on a piece of paper, and then you decide you're going to make the full shot of investment to go after the new product without necessarily being in a position to de-risk this kind of product innovation process.
And that third way is made with a knock on wood, a deep breath, a little holy water maybe. Yes.
Real business is real risky.
So enter the new Food Processing Innovation Center. How would this help this situation?
The center is going to be a place where firms can come and set up a new processing line all the way from inputs to consumer packaged goods. And it's going to be fully certified in terms of all of the regulations of FDA, USDA, et cetera, so that once you have produced products on this line, then you're going to be able to sell those products into test markets. And essentially, there is a rental fee, okay, for using the facility, but the rental fee and the opportunity to experiment takes a lot of the risk out of that new product development for these more middle-sized firms. And very often, these firms, because they're well-established in the marketplace, they already have a recognized brand name in many instances, they're able to dramatically grow if they have access to this kind of facility. And currently, there's no such facility here in the state of Michigan. And I would even argue there probably isn't one in the whole of the Great Lakes states.
Really? So this will be the first one?
This is a unique asset for our industry.
And so I take it there's a need, or you've assessed a need for this facility. Can you characterize that for us?
Yes. We part of the process of putting the business plan and feasibility study together is we did have to look at the market potential. And a very conservative estimate has shown us that there's somewhere between 600 and 700 firms here in the state of Michigan who would be potential clients for this kind of facility.
600 to 700 mid-sized firms. So we're talking, as you just said, 5 to 50 employees.
In that $5 to $20 million annual revenue.
That's quite a few. I imagine not many people had a concept that there's 600 to 700 companies like that in Michigan.
Well, we have a lot of food processing that goes on here in the state of Michigan, and the reason that that's true is because we have a tremendous diversity of agriculture in the state, so that the raw materials for a lot of different food processing operations are right here. In addition, we have plentiful water. Historically, we've had a strong labor force. There's all sorts of reasons to believe that Michigan could do even more in the processing arena, particularly if we could help these mid-sized firms. And in entrepreneurial speak, we tend to call them stage two firms, okay? If we can really give them the opportunity to grow, they could actually create very significant economic impacts. But they do need to be concerned that if they've got very good products and they're going to have customers come and say, can you do more for us? They want to be in a position to say, yes, we can do more.
Can you give us an example of how a company would use this and what situation this might come into play for a company?
Well, for example, you might have a well-established regional restaurant chain that actually has very good reputation for their products. And in this day and age, many of the key grocers are looking for new opportunities for local products on their shelves. And they could approach a restaurant chain and say, you know, these three entrees are extremely well known to consumers. Would you be willing to develop a quick, frozen, properly presented retail version of these entrees that you have? Well, most restaurant chains aren't going to have a spiral freezer to be able to create or even experiment with a quick frozen product like the grocer might want. And so this would be an ideal candidate for that company to come to us and say, we want to rent your facility for 2 weeks, up to 2 weeks, and really build the line, really see how this was done. We can make the first runs of the product. We will have refrigeration, freezer capacity right there as part of the facility. And then they build an inventory. They can sell down that inventory. They can come back sometime later in the year to do another run, for example. And as they build their business, eventually they move out of the incubator. But when they move out, they in essence have a complete floor plan for their new production line. And either virtually or physically, you take a snapshot of the production line and they can take it back and expand their existing facilities or build a new facility or whatever would be necessary to really take that business to the next level.
What is the potential economic impact of this center? Have you run some numbers?
Yeah, when you really take a look at the potential economic impact of, say, taking 20 ventures through this kind of operation a year, we're probably looking at upwards of 1,000 jobs created, and maybe as much as $300 to $400 million of sales. Now, that's a very rough estimate, but we think it is a doable estimate. Again, thinking about 20 stage two companies coming through the facility a year.
I'm Joe Lindstroth, and I'm speaking with Chris Peterson, a professor of agricultural, food, and resource economics, and the director of the MSU Product Center, which is overseeing the conception and construction of the new Food Processing and Innovation Center here on the MSU campus. Are there models of this type of thing elsewhere? You did mention that this could be the only one in the Great Lakes, but are there other models that you looked at across the country where folks are doing similar things?
Yeah, there are a number of places around the country where there are food technology centers, but they tend to be much more segregated in terms of the kinds of processes that they do. They'll tend to be either more emphasis on meat products or more emphasis strictly on fruits and vegetables, or they may look at particular kinds of processed goods. And very often they are arranged much more in a lab kind of configuration. And in addition, in most instances, those kind of facilities, particularly when connected to university, don't have all of the regulatory approvals to actually allow for the sale of product at the end of the production process in any event.
Will you be working with other MSU departments with the
center? Oh, my, yes. In my mind, the exciting part of this is MSU is practically unique in its ability to put together the scientific and technical support for a facility like this. So we potentially can work with faculty in food science and human nutrition, faculty that work with our meats lab and our dairy lab on campus, packaging faculty and ag bioengineering faculty that do lots of things with packaging and process design, and really to be able to place this kind of facility near campus such that we can draw on that expertise, I think we really will have a unique ability to help spur the economic growth of food processing here in the state of Michigan.
And if everything goes as planned, Chris, when do you expect to be open?
We would hope that that by fall of 2015, we'd be up and running and we'd have a long line of businesses ready to come through.
Chris Peterson is a professor of agricultural, food, and resource economics and the director of the MSU Product Center, which is overseeing the conception and construction of the new Food Processing and Innovation Center here at MSU. Chris, thanks for joining me today.
You enjoyed it very much.
For Current State, I'm Joe Lindstroth.